While breadfruit trees were introduced to the Caribbean by colonizers in 1793, British explorers learned about them in the Pacific Islands, where the trees evolved to withstand tropical cyclones. They've had to adapt to challenging environments, and they do tend to be able to bend, like you see palm trees adapted to wind. They are able to resist some of those strong winds, said Nairi Zurega, director of a collaborative program of plant biology and conservation between Northwestern University and the Chicago Botanic Garden. And also, when they do break, they grow back. Those are the characteristics that help them do really well in island-type settings. You don't have to replant a tree like you replant rice, corn, or wheat, McLaughlin said. And these fruit trees live 100 years or more, and they're giving you hundreds of fruit. The return on your initial investment, the financial return on the fruit tree, is huge. Once mature, he said, a single breadfruit tree can produce 100 to 200 fruits each year. A vegetable or a fruit? Mary McLaughlin compared the starchy tropical fruit, which is round and yellow when ripe, to a potato growing from a tree, but with a shorter shelf life than a banana. They all have a lot of valuable nutrients and minerals and vitamins, said Zurega. The fruit has a subtle, pleasant flavor that complements a wide variety of dishes, she said, and it can be prepared in many different ways. You can use breadfruit for anything that you can use a potato for, Mary McLaughlin said. You can boil it, you can roast it, you can fry it, and you can use the sun to dry it, and then it can be ground into flour. Long-lasting collaboration. We work with farmers. They really know what they're doing. You heard of win-win? Well, this is a win-win-win-win, Mike McLaughlin said. The win is nutrition. The win is the environment. And the win is the economy. And our donors are generous people. And I would say they are winning too. Vocabulary focus. Subside. Breadbasket. Dub. Hardy. Propagate. Cyclone. Starchy.